These days, artificial sweeteners are frequently in meals. You may be unaware of just how popular these are in foods and drinks. These artificial sweeteners are widely in lower-calorie foods since they often provide the same sweet flavor without the high-calorie content. Artificial sweeteners are even sweeter than regular sugar, so you can use less of them than a natural sugar additive. These artificial sweeteners could harm our canine friends because they are present in many foods we keep in our homes. Even though it's never advisable to feed your dog a diet containing artificial sweeteners, mistakes can occur. Dogs can get their paws on things around the house that are not for them. Knowing which ingredients can hurt your dog is crucial. We will go over some of the popular artificial sweeteners in the market today and explain how they work. You'll also learn about the side effects or risks associated if there are any notable ones. It's always vital to know what to do if your pet eats something bad, which will be covered in this post. Let's get to it. Aspartame. Phenylalanine and aspartic acid are the two amino acids that make up aspartame. When aspartame is consumed, it is broken down into these amino acids, which are then used in protein synthesis and metabolism. Along with aspartic acid and phenylalanine, digesting aspartame produces a small quantity of methanol, a molecule in foods such as fruits and juices. Although aspartame is often not in pet diets or treats, your dog may accidentally consume it if they get a hold of toothpaste or other human consumables due to their inquisitive nose. Large doses of aspartame show a connection with memory problems, brain cancers, and other health problems in dogs and people. It is doubtful that your dog could swallow enough aspartame if they accidentally ingest it to put its life in danger. Sucralose. The most popular sucralose-based product is Splenda, which is a zero-calorie artificial sweetener. In a multi-step chemical process, three hydrogen-oxygen groups in sugar turn into chlorine atoms to create sucrose. It was discovered in 1976 when a scientist at a British institution misheard directions about testing a chemical. Instead, he gave it a taste and noticed how sweet it was. Although Splenda seldom causes any bad side effects in dogs, excessive sucralose consumption can cause stomach issues in your dog. The most frequent adverse reaction dogs experience after consuming foods or drinks that have this sweetener is diarrhea. Acesulfame K. Acesulfame potassium was created by German researchers in 1967 and was first authorized for usage in Europe in 1983. It was approved in the United States 5 years later, in 1988. Today, it is frequently mixed with other sweeteners, like aspartame and sucralose, to deliver a flavor closer to sugar than acesulfame potassium alone. Acesulfame works by activating the sweet taste receptors on the tongue, allowing one to experience the pleasure of sweetness without sugar. Acesulfame K is not harmful to dogs and is safe for most pets. It is not suggested that pets consume it, and prolonged exposure could cause digestive problems. However, you need not be concerned about your pets consuming ACE K containing goods in modest doses or in the event of accidental exposure. Saccharin. Scientist Constantine Fahlberg made the initial discovery of the chemical in 1878 while studying coal tar derivatives in a facility at Baltimore's Johns Hopkins University. During the First World War, there were sugar shortages, so its use spread widely. Saccharin is not nutritious. It was created in a lab by oxidizing phthalic anhydride or toluene sulfonamide. It appears to be a white crystal-like powder. Saccharin is what people know as sweet and low products. Is saccharin healthy for dogs, even though it is a healthier option than many low-fat sweets? Saccharin is not harmful to dogs, which is good news for our puppies. Saccharin ingestion in dogs is still being researched, however, it is only said to cause moderate stomach distress if eaten in high quantities. Xylitol. Xylitol is a sugar alcohol. Sugar alcohols are a chemical hybrid of sugar and alcohol molecules. Their design enables them to activate the tongue's taste receptors for sweetness. Since xylitol is present in trace amounts of many fruits and vegetables, most consider it natural. In rare instances, even a minimal amount of xylitol can have severe effects on our canine friends. When eaten by dogs, xylitol produces a sharp and abrupt drop in blood sugar levels. A wide range of dangerous symptoms may result from this. Severe low blood sugar can be devastating for a sick dog and potentially result in irreversible liver damage. No matter how little xylitol your dog comes into contact with, it is incredibly harmful. If your dog ever ingests anything with xylitol, it's critical to seek emergency care. Your dog's chances of fully recovering are better the earlier you seek medical attention for them. Just bring the item's component information with you so your vet can determine the best course of action. Conclusion. Synthetic sugars can influence our canine friends, although the effects of artificial sweeteners on dogs are still being researched. The most common health concern is tummy discomfort because of these chemicals. Like a high-fat diet, sugary foods can also cause stomach upset, which may require a vet. As previously discussed, xylitol is the only one on the list that can be fatal to dogs. If a dog ever swallows this sweetener, it might result in a deadly drop in blood sugar. This requires emergency medical attention. It's best to get in touch with your vet as soon as you suspect your dog has had a product containing an artificial sweetener and is showing any symptoms. Your dog has a higher chance of getting better if you take action quickly. Given how many everyday things now include sugar substitutes, it's critical to know of any potential adverse effects. To keep your furry buddy safe in the future, be sure to study the facts we covered above. Up next. Can dogs eat quinoa safely? It depends. Can dogs eat butternut squash safely? What science says? Can dogs eat kale? Is it healthy or toxic? Can dogs eat green beans? What are the risks?